adjourns. It's a waived.
Okay.
This is a waived hearing for Edwin E. R. V. I. E. L. Jones, ABC number 078392. Mr. Jones has waived his appearance before the board. Mr. Jones has been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412B411 parole hearing. As I stated, he has waived. That means that he is being considered to be paroled to his next consecutive sentence or to absolute discharge. Based upon information presented to the board by the Department of Corrections, he's currently serving a term of first degree murder, and this sentence began on October 3rd, 1987, and he became parole eligible on November 26, 2013. And if he is moved to his next consecutive sentence, he will be granted, he will begin his CO2, and that is also, no, that will be an armed robbery for 21 years. Mr. Jones presented to the board a release package, and he's taken a number of classes. His most recent ones was in construction, which was in 15 and 16. He indicates that he wishes to reside with his mother because she's elderly and ill. However, he would not be going to his mother because he has done another 21-year sentence, and then he has some others after that. He has had some recent disciplines, and the two that I will call to your attention, board members, in 2016 as well as in 2014, he has attempted to, positive or refusal, and he was found guilty, and these were majors, and I am going to make an assumption that they dealt with drugs. In addition to that, I will point out that there was a glitch in the system, in the AIM system, and if this board saw fit to move him forward, the board could, if it so desired, could to use the new date as set forth by the Department of Corrections, and that would be November 26, 2013. Okay, board members, I would also point out the fact that his last hearing before this board was October 3rd, 1995, and at that time he was not recommended to the governor. The offense itself, the offenses themselves, October 4, 1987, he was arrested for murder, armed robbery, burglary, possession of narcotic drugs, possession of marijuana, with a .44 Magnum revolver during robbery and murder in Phoenix. On October 2nd, 1987, police were dispatched to the 28th Street Market in Phoenix, and the co-owner of that market found the victim, who was the night watchman, Ryan, face down, and his throat had been cut, and he had a blindfolded around his eyes. And two individuals had taken the safe from the facility and by way of the alley. And in the safe, there was a .44 Magnum revolver. There were $2 bills and $2,000 in cash, and the stamp collection were also taken. The defendant and two co-defendants split the money to purchase drugs, and at first the defendant said that he was not guilty, that when he went into that facility that there were some three gang members that was in there, that they were the one who was choking the victim, and that, but he later admitted that he was guilty, and he was arrested on October 4, 1987, and again he was found guilty by a jury, and upon the suggestion of his attorney, initially he declined to make the statements to the pre-sentence writer. And I have reviewed all of the information, and based upon that information, I do not feel that Mr. Jones should be paroled to his next consecutive sentence, in which if he committed a murder as well as several other charges. But I'm prepared at this point to listen to other board members who might want to make comments or might see something different.
Agree, I will.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to move to file Irvin L. Jones, ABC number 078392, to deny his 412B, that is, move to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And since this offense took place in 1987, I'm also going to recommend a one-year set-off. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and reasons for the now, you don't want to forget them, serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant behavior, trauma to the victim, okay, and... Yeah, I'm going to put multi-victims because, or there were multi-victims because he robbed that store. I'm also going to point out the fact that although he has a release plan, that was not necessary. I'm not going to check that one, that we have no family or community support. And I'm going to leave it at that unless some other board members might have picked up something else that we should include. Hearing nothing else, then this will end the hearing for Mr. Jones, and the board has denied his parole to his next consecutive sentence and absolute discharge. And the hearing is over. Thank you so very much.